Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. What does spoiled milk, yogurt, cottage cheese, and sourdough bread have in common? They all contain a small molecule called lactic acid. Lactic acid can also be used as a preservative and a flavor enhancer. Humans can build up lactic acid in muscles during strenuous exercise. In today's broadcast, we'll focus on lactic acid and its role in food. But before we get to know this week's Lactic Acid Monday molecule, let's learn just a bit about what that acid part of its name means. There are many molecules that share the acid classification. You have likely heard of stomach acid, battery acid, to name a couple. The scientific name for common aspirin is actually acetylsalicylic acid. DNA is also an acid. Fruits contain acids, and our proteins are made from amino acids. Chemicals are called acids if they can lower the pH of any solution where they are found. This is typically accomplished when the acid releases a charged atom of hydrogen from its original molecule. All the acids just named do this. Of course, some acids are very good at releasing charged hydrogen atoms. We call them strong acids, for example, stomach acid. While others barely do this at all and are labeled weak acids. Lactic acid is considered a weak acid. Another one that you might be familiar with is the weak acid in vinegar. It's called acetic acid. Have you tasted the sour in sauerkraut? Or have you made your own sauerkraut? Sour-tasting foods often get this taste from weak acids found in the food. Lactic acid can be produced when certain bacteria break down sugars. This process, done without the presence of oxygen, is called fermentation. Lactobacillus is the main family of bacteria responsible for the process. Some of this type of bacterium is found on cabbage. When cabbage is shredded, moisture is released along with the sugar in the cells that make up cabbage. This mix is great for the bacteria to get to work breaking down the sugars. As lactic acid is formed, carbon dioxide is also released. You can find many sauerkraut recipes on the internet that also mention spices you can add for a variety of tastes. You'll also note health claims about the value of having some lactic acid and those bacteria in your digestive system. Dairy products also contain some of these active bacteria. When the bacteria break down milk sugars, lactic acid is once again produced. Lactic acid can also have the positive effect of keeping the dairy product in the acid range so that other bacteria won't grow. So, the presence of lactic acid, in addition to affecting the flavor, can also keep those foods preserved for longer times. Do you remember Little Miss Muffet eating her curds and whey? A protein in milk called casein tends to clump together when acid is present. This makes the curds and then leaves behind a liquid called whey. This can be treated later to make cottage cheese. Did Miss Muffet think about the helpful bacteria fermenting away to make her tasty snack? Maybe not, but perhaps you will now. Of course, no one likes spoiled milk. That's why milk is usually pasteurized. The high heat of that process kills most bacteria and mold, so not much acid is produced, and milk can last longer. Not all bacteria are killed, so eventually fermentation starts to take place and lactic acid will be produced. Yogurt is made when heated milk is mixed with some of the lactobacillus bacteria. The bacteria break lactose sugar into lactic acid and the milk proteins begin to thicken. Commercially available yogurt typically contains added sugars or fruit to sweeten that sour taste of a naturally produced lactic acid. For lactose intolerant symptoms, soy milk is sometimes used to make yogurt. let's look at another lactic acid-related food. Once again, our helpful lactobacillus cause fermentation of sugars to make sour-tasting lactic acid. Simple sugar molecules may have 5 or 6 carbon atoms in their makeup. Bacterial action can break these into 3 carbon units that are found in lactic acid molecules. That can give rise to a favorite known as sourdough bread. The presence of lactic acid affects the taste of the bread, but it also keeps the acid in a range that other bacteria and mold growth is reduced. You may also see our Monday molecule when you read the labels of some cosmetics. Lactic acid may be listed for acidity control. Lactic acid has even been used to make biodegradable plastics. It can be found in some detergents and cleaning products where weak acids are useful. The small molecule, remember only 3 carbon atoms, 6 hydrogen atoms, and 3 oxygen atoms, is a weak acid, but it is very useful. Just ask Little Miss Muffet. As always, if you have some questions related to lactic acid, you can contact me at mondaysmolecule@gmail.com. Also, let me know if you're interested in suggesting other interesting molecules for this weekly program.